This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, Pat, are you still on with us?
I am, yeah.
All right.
I want to do a little bit more about the blueberries.
Okay.
I have a lot of water that comes out of my house, and the pumps it outside, and I had asked you about moving where it comes out. So then I'm thinking, if I move it down, maybe I could, because it'll still put a lot of water out, but then I could, to do a rain garden, I'd have to dig down instead of up and put the soil in. I don't know how far I have to dig down, because then you're moving the topsoil or moving the underneath soil to put the topsoil in, I guess, in the compost next to it.
Okay, so you're trying to... So we're talking further out from the trees where you've moved the water?
Yeah.
Further out?
Going to happen. Yeah.
Okay.
So get plenty of sun. So the I have a back six-foot fence.
Yep.
Those wooden fences.
Yeah.
And I hear they used to be all lilacs, but now there's a bunch of arborvitaes. And I'm wondering if I could, it's on the south end of the property, but so many feet out from the fence, I may be able to start replacing some of those with a high bush blueberry. I don't know how far out I have to go. I have to go up 6 feet or more.
So on that area, which is that in the south-facing area?
Yeah, like the fence is on the south side of the property.
Okay.
You know, so that's a place right now where I've got, you know, still have a little bit of snow.
Yep.
Because it gets some shade, but so it gets some shade first thing.
But it'll probably get some pretty good sun there, just based on, you know, it being in the south, it's going to rise in the east and come over the top as the season goes on. I think it would be a good spot for it. And you might be able to put it pretty close to that fence and not have to put it all the way, just because of it's going to be in front of the fence on your property. So it's going to be closer to the sun throughout most of the day.
Yeah, it's going to be on the north side of the fence.
Yep.
My property's on the, yeah. So how close do you think I could?
I would, you know, depending upon how big they're supposed to get, that's what I'd base I wouldn't worry about, you know, like a specific, width out because of, you know, the sun. I would just look at it and say, all right, so it's going to be a 4 foot wide tree or shrub, let's say.
Yeah.
So I'd move it two feet out. Right.
Okay.
So that way it can be 2 feet away from the fence, so it can grow that 2 feet that way and then 2 feet the other way. That's what I would look at it for. So,
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't worry about the sun, you know, putting it so far out to get more sun, because where it's located, it's going to get plenty of sun.
Super.
Okay.
So thank you. I have two quick indoor questions. I know you talked about this, but I don't remember. I had some tulips in bulbs in a pot, and I've been watering them, but they've gone by, and the leaves are going brown. They're pretty faded green or brown.
Yep.
So is this the point at which I cut them down? And
yeah, once they have fully turned brown. So once they are fully brown, you can cut them back to the base. You'll be able to put them outside at some point soon. Obviously, just kind of waiting for the temperatures to kind of not fluctuate like they have been, right? Yeah. Because they've been indoors. If they were outside, they would have been fine, you know, would be fine to be out there, obviously. But this is the point where we just kind of want to wait till the temperatures are just becoming more balanced.
So there's a little bit of pale green left, so I keep giving them a little bit of water until they're fully brown.
You know, at this point, I cut the watering back, let it kind of die back on its own. Okay. That way the process can speed up, because what's happening is it's kind of just like feeding off of what it's getting, right? Uh-huh. And then it could just take a while, because if you just continue to water, it's going to continue to do its thing. So I would definitely cut down on the watering and let, you know, nature take its course. And then once it's turned all the way brown, cut it back and get ready to bring it outside.
Okay. And I have some parsley that I kept in the house in a south window all winter. I've kept it alive, but it kind of, it once I picked what I wanted, the little bits of it didn't grow anymore. And I know you say not to feed things in the winter, but do you feed herbs normally if you want them to grow inside, or is it that even though it's a south-facing window, maybe it's not enough?
So you could, right? You know, especially something that you're trying to continue to grow throughout the season.
Yeah.
It's more of the ones that you're not looking to, you know, produce much for you during the winter months, right?
Okay.
If it is something like an herb that you're trying to get to, produce during those winter months, fertilizing can help it, can continue going with it. So it's definitely not a bad thing to do.
Okay.
But it doesn't, if you're not using it or you don't want it to be showing production during the winter, those are the ones that I would focus more on not feeding.
Okay. Well,
right.
We'll go out in the ground this year, and then we'll see how I do next cold
awesome.
Weather.
Awesome.
Right, thank you so
well,
much.
Good luck.
Thanks. All you
right.
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mary Ann's in Ipswich.
Mary Ann, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call. I bought some bare root Eryngium, and when I opened the bag, some of the roots have started to sprout. Is it okay to plant it outside now?
You're in Ipswich right now.
Yeah.
I might look at the temperatures of what's going on there and just see the long term. Like the 10 day to see if we're dipping below 30 at all, but below like freezing and see. I'm going to try and pull it up on one of my weather apps here and see because I think we're on like that in between, right? We're on that that like.
That's what I don't know what to do. I don't know what to put it up in the house or chance it outside, but it's said to plant it when the soil temperatures are 50 degrees, and I think you're hovering around 47 right now.
Yeah, so the soil temperatures That I can do, look up, because they're going to rise. They've been pretty low, but you're coastal, so it might actually be a little bit warmer than I am. So your current soil temperature is 40 degrees.
Oh, 40.
The 5-day average is 44. Just based on the weather coming up, you do look like a couple days, middle of this week, we're looking in the 20s overnight.
Oh, that's cold, yeah.
So I might try to wait another week because I'm looking at the, and this could all change because weather people pretty much have the greatest job in the world where they can be wrong 50% of the time.
Right.
But based on what I'm seeing after Sunday of next week, so a week from today, it looks like the lows are going to be mid to upper 30s for a bit. And that should warm up the soil temperatures. But yeah, the soil temperature is that we're still 10 degrees away, and I haven't, you know, the website that I use shows about a month long, and it hasn't gone over 50 degrees in Ipswich soil temperature wise at all. It's come close, but it's still not there. So you might be better off just doing it inside at the moment and getting it.
Okay,
here's what we'll do. Hang tight. Yeah. So on the other side, we'll discuss a little bit more. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Your lovely tree attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Marianne, and we were discussing transplanting a bare root plant. And just based on some of the colder temperatures due in the next week to 10 days, I was saying, let's wait. What other questions do you have in regards to it?
Well, since it's sprouting a little bit, is it okay to just leave it in the bag in a cool, dark place, or is it better to pot it up in some soil and get it going earlier? It has a taproot.
I think it would be better off if you could, honestly, put it into something. Mm-hmm. It just, when it starts to grow like that, I get nervous on things like that because leaving it in a bag in a cool place doesn't necessarily mean it's going to survive. Sometimes it'll keep the moisture in there, so what'll happen is it almost kind of rots away.
Oh, all right.
Right?
Yep.
You know, it's... I'm trying to think here, because you could... Have you done any of, like, the soaking of the roots at all?
No, I just got them. So
okay.
And I just opened the bag and noticed that they started to sprout of them. And I knew it was kind of cool, but I know it's a perennial, so I thought, well, maybe it would be okay to put it up now. But I wanted to live. So.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. I'd wait another week to 10 days just based on what I'm seeing temperature-wise, and especially with the soil temperatures needing to be 50. They're on the rise for sure. They've been doing really well, and I foresee it happening. I might look at trying to, take it a day or so of soaking the roots in water. Sometimes that will give us a couple days. That will actually help the root system develop that way a little bit quicker and easier.
Uh-huh. I can put it up. I mean, it's better to be safe than sorry. So
I just don't want it to fail for you.
Yeah, No, I appreciate it. I do have one more question.
Sure.
I heard you talking about beetles, and yep. I have certain sections in the flower garden that have these beetles. They're not Japanese beetles. They're smaller, more oval, and completely copper. And they only want to attack my perennial pink salvia and my stokesia. Those are their two favorites. And I don't want to buy a lot of product because I don't really need it. But they seem to be creatures of habit where they're, you know, they're back every year.
Yeah. Now it's just those two guys that they're getting over.
Yeah, the pink salvia and the stokesia, that's the only two that I've noticed. And, you know, I dig around quite often, and they just love those two plants and devour them.
Yeah. So, I mean, we could be looking at a insecticide-type spray. Are you looking to stay more
organic?
Yeah. Organic?
If I could, yes, if
okay.
I could.
So. I'm just trying to.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. They're not near any vegetables or anything, so that's, you know, but I just want it to be bee safe if possible, you know?
Yep.
But they're just, you know, I mean, this is like the fourth year running, and when I dig, there's so many of them, and I just don't know what kind of beetle they are or how to control them.
Yeah, so, you know, you could be looking at, you definitely want to be spraying as a preventative too, because,
oh, okay.
You know, when you're seeing the beetle, it's already mm-hmm. done a lot of its, you know, it's already gone through a lot of its stages. So, you know, we're not, you want to get it ahead of time, right?
You know, and I only see them in the ground. I never see them during the day. So I don't know if they're night feeders or, you know, it's not like a Japanese beetle that you see on the leaf or anything. It's just in the ground.
So the one thing that I know does well, which is non-organic, would be the product 8, the 8 granules that they have, or
yeah.
the 8 powder. Mm-hmm. Either one of those does really well to it, and you can use it without harming any food that you would have because you do it early, and you said it's not in a...
flowers.
The other thing you could look at would be like the Captain Jack's would be a good one to spray because
mm-hmm.
it does kill beetles. So that's probably something I would be looking at using as a preventative. Okay?
Beautiful. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate
okay.
it.
We'll be back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
Now I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA News Update. The death toll expected to rise after a massive tornado tore across Mississippi.
Lots of damage is being reported, especially in Rolling Fork, a town of about 2,000 in the Mississippi Delta. The state's House Speaker, Mike Gunn, says he's seen a lot of destruction in one little town.
Yeah, I am actually at Ground Zero here in Rolling Fork, Mississippi. Words just cannot describe the devastation that I'm seeing.
Dozens of people were also injured by the tornado, and several are missing. listening. Tens of thousands were without power across Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. I'm Dave Collins.
An employee of an Arizona Family Dollar store has been charged with second-degree murder after shooting a shoplifter about 10 times after that shoplifter punched him in the face. President Joe Biden's choice for the head of the Federal Aviation Administration has withdrawn his nomination. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And a lot of good questions already so far, so I appreciate all the calls and whatnot. Now, at the start of the hour, I was just starting to talk in regards to clover lawns, right? It's become more and more popular as they are, they attract more pollinators, they're more economical, they're pet friendly, all these different things. But there are a couple things I just want to remind you of. I might have reminded a little bit last week to it, but you know, a couple things, right? So the mowing is infrequent, so you don't have to do it that often, right? It only, you know, so we're talking benefits first. You know, it only grows 2 to 6, 4 to 8 inches tall. So you only have to do it a couple times during the season. They don't need as much water as once they're established, right? So they're not worrying about, they have the deeper root, so they'll pull right from the deeper soil. You don't want to fertilize these, right? Nitrogen is in the majority of our fertilization programs, and nitrogen is not something that is helpful to clover, because it actually has the ability to absorb the nitrogen from the atmosphere and use it in the plant. So adding fertilizer is not a good thing for it. So that's actually one of the, you know, really good benefit. The thing is, this is kind of on both sides. No herbicides or pesticides, right? Once it gets established, it can choke out. the areas. But before it gets established, if it's in there with other weeds that you don't want, unfortunately, there's no weed killer that knows what a clover lawn that we put in is. Right, so it will kill the clover. Now, some of the disadvantage is the foot traffic. It's not great for tons of walking, right? So if you spend a lot of time on the lawn, running around, playing, doing all those things, it's not that great on its own. If you have some turf type fescues, rye, etc. mixed in there, it will do better. But the problem is if it's just clover itself, it's not great for the lawn, as like a lawn to play on. And just to go back to the herbicide, pesticide. So when I was saying it was a good thing and a bad thing, good thing is you don't have to use it because you're looking to keep it wild. The bad thing is if it gets certain things in there that you do not want, you can't use any of those pesticides or herbicides because it would kill the clover. So I just kind of went off on the wrong way there. I just want to make sure I said it the correct way. Now, there's a couple different types of clover. You've got your white clover, a lot of times called Dutch clover. That's the one that has become the most popular. Has white, round, fragrant flowers. It reseeds itself, so you really don't have to do a ton of overseeding, so that's why a lot of people use it. Whereas the microclover, it's a dwarf variety of that Dutch white clover. Smaller leaves, fewer flowers, it doesn't grow in clumps. It's not as aggressive or fast growing as a white clover, right? So those are some of the differences between it. The disadvantage of like a micro clover versus a white clover is it has poor shade tolerance, and it doesn't like hot temperatures. So that could be one of the big downfalls of micro clover. So, just something to be thinking about. There's many different opportunities and options. So that's what I'd be looking into if you're looking to do the clover. Just kind of keep all those things in mind. It's not just about, this is going to do this. Think about all the other things that are going on. I've been noticing when it comes to some of the trends in the garden, we hear more of like all the benefits and how great it is and this is what you need to do and whatnot. But I find that, and they're not like bad things, it's we're not talking about what to do after the fact or if you have to remove it or if, what's going on. Like you heard me last week talking a little bit about no mow May and the after effects and how we need to clean up the lawn in a particular way versus just mowing it down to the ground. Whereas a clover lawn, if you've used it and then you're saying, I don't really need it, well, now you're going to have to kill everything because clover reseeds itself very easily, especially the white clover, and might not be in the dormant stages, might be in the dormant stages versus being, producing. And so you might not get it, so you might have to spray multiple times, right? It's not just a one and done type thing. The other thing is a lot of the clover lawns with the white flowers, so the Dutch brings lots of bees into the yard. If you'd like to walk through the yard, even barefoot, just walking through, you could be affecting, you could be getting bee stings, right? Or other types of insects that sting. So just some things to think about of other, you know, some of the bad that could happen. And I hate to just, you know, look at the negative. I'm not trying to look at the negative. What I'm trying to do is think about all the things that we should be thinking about prior, just in case something else happens to the lawn, right? We just want to make sure we're taken care of. And that's how I look at it at this point. You know, like the no-mow May that we were just, you know, I just mentioned. Well, the thing about it is if you just cut that lawn right back to the ground after the fact, you're pretty much ruining the lawn for that season. Right? You're not doing any good. All you're doing is damage to the plant, to the lawn. And you're more likely going to have to spend more money to try to fix it. So going through and making sure that you cut it back only by a certain amount, by a third, right? Bring that mower out there and put it as high as it goes. And then mow from there multiple times to bring it back down to the level that you want it to. Because we can really shock the lawn to the point where, you know, because if we're doing this in May, we're getting into June right before a drought could happen, right? That means that we could really affect our lawn before a drought, not allowing the plants to take up enough moisture to go into that dormant state and be successful for you. So it's just those little things that we need to think about, the after effects, those things that we're not thinking right away. We're thinking about, oh, this is going to be beautiful. This is going to be great. This is what we're going to do. What we're going to help, right? But I think I mentioned it last week with the no-mow May. Maybe look at an area of your yard that is a bit away from like the front yard or in an area that's close to the house that you can maybe let go wild throughout the season instead of just May, right? Because the pollinators aren't just there in May. They should be there throughout the season. So if we kind of let it go, they could be there for a good amount of time. Then you're training them that this is where they need to be with the right plants, right everything. So just some food for thought. Again, I think it's a lot of these programs, these thoughts that are coming out now are well thought out and they make a lot of sense. We just need to look at the after effects to make sure at the end of the day, we're not defeating the purpose because we're putting micro clover down. So it's less weeds, less fertilizer, less everything. But if the micro clover has an issue, there's other, you know, weeds in there that we want to get rid of, you have to end up killing everything and starting over. And again, you're using some sort of herbicide. So is it the best way to go? So just some food for thought. It's something that's been on my mind lately because we don't tell all the details on everything. And I just want to make sure you all know what to do. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. In about 20 minutes or so, Karen from Natural Alternative is going to be joining us. She's going to talk about, we've got so much to talk about. We're just going to jump right into it so we can just get everything taken care of right away, right? There's so much good information that I'm just going to jump right into it and get it all to you guys because that's what you're here for is that information. To be successful this season. So just keep that in mind as we get to the 8 o'clock hour. Karen will be here usually for a half hour. If we don't get to everything, we'll do our best to discuss it further. Now the sun is up. Gonna be a great day. I know it is. Temperature-wise, looking like it's going to be 55 degrees. Perfect day to just hang out outside for a couple hours and enjoy it instead of sitting inside watching TV waiting for the season to, hit us. It's going to hit us for a bit today. and should be a good day. Go for a walk, clean up the yard. I mean, I have branches everywhere in my yard. I mean, the amount of dead branches that have fallen, I could just pick up leaves, branches for, I don't know, like a week straight. It's just, there's so much in there, and it's making me wonder, how many more trees should I take down? And I look at some of these trees that are dying and saying, just makes sense to cut it down. Let the trees around it get bigger and stronger because they're thriving. You know, this might be taking some of the nutrients. It might be taking some of the sunlight. It might be taking some of those things. And so sometimes cutting out some of those dead trees in your yard, you know, might do more benefits to the other plants around you. So I've been thinking about that, getting everything taken care of. Got to get the chainsaw all serviced up so it's ready to go. I'm sure, a number of you are thinking that way too. Some of our perennial beds are starting to warm up. Just about time to be digging to transplant or divide on a few of those. We can discuss that and more as time goes on, but our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on the popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide full sun or shade, dense shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect launch started this weekend.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're a couple minutes from the 8 o'clock hour. And like I said, Karen from Natural Alternatives is going to be joining us. So if you have some questions, hold on to the number so that you're not sitting waiting in the background here. So. We'll try to answer a call that we have on now. So Nathan, who's up next?
Bill's in Dragon.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I was wondering if it'd be all right. I have a small vegetable garden.
Yep.
If I could put in some composted cow manure at this time.
Oh yeah, I definitely would be adding the nutrients. Like that, okay. The organic material.
Okay, how about lime?
So the lime, I might wait a little bit because it's not going to be activated yet.
Okay.
Just because the soil temperatures aren't warm enough.
Okay.
Whereas adding the cow manure at any time is just going to slowly seep in, and especially with any rain coming, it's going to help move it through a little bit.
Okay.
So, you know, soil additives like that, I'm all for. I just think any fertilizers, we want to wait till they can be completely active, right? So we're not wasting any time with them just sitting there.
Is it too soon then?
Yeah, I'd wait another 10 to 14 days.
Oh, okay, fine.
Okay. We're close, just not there yet.
I wish we were closer.
I know, okay. I hear you.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Bill, you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, it's we're close to putting down the fertilizers, close to doing a lot of those things. It's just the soil temperature is so cold, and what's happening is putting this fertilizer down is not it doesn't become active. So it's just sitting there. You know, sitting there for a little bit more time than we really want it to. We want it to be active. Now let's try to get to another call real quick here. Nathan, who's up next?
Donna's in Hobart.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Nice to hear your voice every morning, every Sunday morning. I have a question about replenishing my soil.
Yeah.
I do buy from one or two different nurseries in the Holbrook area, and I haven't got great luck. You know, is there a certain place I should be buying, you know, a couple of yards of composted? They say it's composted, but as far as I'm concerned, it's just dirt. It just doesn't seem that rich. Do you have any suggestions on where or what to buy and then what to add to it besides, like, the guy that was just asking about the lime and whatnot?
So what I would look at doing is a lot of these places should have soil samples done of the soil that they sell.
Okay.
And it should be available to you to see, you know, what's going on in there. Because
and
that...
Then, yeah,
go ahead.
And then have it tested myself? Or?
No, so it should have been tested, or at least the soil that they bring in should be tested by most of the companies. I know in Massachusetts it's one of the requirements that you should have so that you can... you know, explain what's going on. I know that some of the certain soils might just be too, like certain compost might be too high in pH just to put down on its own. So adding some soil might be part of it. Knowing what the pH test says will help determine if it's good for what you're doing.
Will they divulge that if I ask them for it? Like
they're supposed to.
A reputable place should probably, yeah.
They're supposed to. I mean, I work for Mahoney's Garden Centers, and I'm the one who does the purchasing of all of the, you know, bulk material, and I have those readily available if needed, right?
Oh, great.
So that's one thing that I make sure I have. Uh-huh. I can't guarantee it for everybody, but a reputable place should have it.
Yeah, I got a good $100 gift certificate to Mahoney's this year for Valentine's Day for my
Perfect.
Husband, so I can't wait to spend it. Should
Perfect.
Should I add peat or manure or anything? Or
I'd be adding either one of those to it.
Okay.
It's only going to help it.
Okay, great.
It's added benefits throughout.
Great. Thank you
okay.
so much, Patrick.
All right, have a great one, Donna.
You too. Happy gardening.
Me too. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. We get back, Karen from Natural Alternatives, so stay tuned for that.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.